Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The family of two Australian brothers who went missing while on a surfing trip in the Baja California state of Mexico have identified three bodies found at the bottom of a well as their sons and their friend. Their bodies were found in a well on a clifftop in Baja Peninsula on Mexico's west coast. Baja California's chief prosecutor, Maria Elena Andrade Ramirez, says brothers Callum and Jake Robinson and their American friend Carter Rode were victims of a robbery gone wrong.
It was not an attack as tourists. It was with the intention of stealing a vehicle. Surely they did not know the origin of these people.
And a $230 million domestic violence prevention and support package from the New South Wales government will include bail law reform, homelessness prevention programs, and greater support for victims. Premier Chris Minns has revealed details of the four-year funding plan today.
So today the government's announcing a $230 million package for domestic, family and sexual violence in our community. But I need to say that this is not a day of joy or boasting from the New South Wales government. This package is being demanded by the victims and survivors of domestic, family and sexual violence in New South Wales. It's a recognition that the state needs to do more and that something needs to change. I'm truly sorry that these reforms are being announced today and not earlier than today. And the bottom line here is that all governments need to do better.
More than $73 million will go towards reforming the New South Wales justice system, including $45 million set aside to improve bail laws and other systemic responses to be detailed in coming weeks. Meanwhile, Israeli police have raided an East Jerusalem hotel room used as an office by broadcaster Al Jazeera following a government decision to shut down the Qatari-owned TV station's local operations. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government shut down the network for as long as the war in Gaza continues, on the grounds the Qatari television network threatens national security. Al Jazeera called the move a criminal action and rejected the accusation the network threatened Israeli security as a dangerous and ridiculous lie that puts its journalists at risk. Walid Omari is Al Jazeera's bureau chief in Israel and the Palestinian territories.
This decision is a very dangerous one. Israel cannot claim all the time that she's a democracy, that it's democracy, and at the same time they are cutting and prevent the journalists to do their job.
The Central Coast Mariners star striker, Angel Torres, has faced court for the first time since being charged with rape. The 24-year-old A-League player has been granted bail on the charges, which include two counts of common assault, intimidation, and aggravated sexual intercourse without consent, the most serious of which carries a maximum 20-year jail term. Torres did not speak during the appearance and did not indicate how he would plead. Meanwhile, hours before Torres's court appearance, the Mariners became the first Australian club to win the AFC Cup after a dramatic triumph over Lebanon's Al Ahed in Oman. If you or someone you know wants to talk about sexual assault or harassment, family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. In an emergency, call 000. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.